Constance, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
You've been part of the Cincinnati art scene as a teacher at the Art Academy and as an accomplished artist yourself, long enough to have seen some interesting changes take place. Are there differences in what people expect to do with their art training? That is, the kind of careers that are open to them?
Well, certainly Art College, as the Art Academy is. And by the way, I started at the College of Mount St. Joseph for 3 years, and I got an undergraduate degree from there. After I got my master's degree, I wanted to teach at the Art Academy, so I went over there and worked my way in, and I've been there ever since. People, essentially, they want to do the same thing, but they may call it a different name. The art world is big on calling something that's been done before a new name, and then that gets people's attention. And so it's interesting to have lived long enough to see how things come and go, and yet, what is it?
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Yeah. Is there any change in the kind of people who want art training, or has that stayed the same?
None at all. We have a young man who's new in maintenance at the Art Academy, and I spent about a half an hour, and he said, no, I can't even draw stick figures. And I said, yes, you can. And then he came back later, and he said, well, I tried to draw in school, and he's doing his job, but he was going back down the hall, and he came in again. I thought, he wants to do it. So I've been figuring out a way to, I think maybe I'll buy him a little sketchbook, and we'll start with a stick figure and then work our way out of it, because he says, no, I can't even draw a stick figure. So people love to do it. Children, adults, they all come back to work with it, with someone to guide them, or just come to an open session, which they can come to where they have the figure, the nude to work from, which is, I think, the ultimate thing to draw, which is so complex. But you're drawing yourself. You're drawing these bodies we carry around, and it's a wonderful thing. And people, I've seen them, they get something right, and they're thrilled. I love that.
Does the Art Academy get any students from the retirees age group?
Oh, people retire, and they want to then pick up and do what they always wanted to do. And so that's why our continuing ed program, Jennifer Spurlock runs, is so popular. I had a retired principal once that worked through the whole 4 years and got his degree in art after having retired from being a principal in a high school.
What about your own work? Are there new elements you're interested in now?
You know, we've been through a period when, well, let's say when I was in art school, abstract expressionist, the drip paint period came in, and I thought, oh, you know, it's fun, and I call it the fling paint thing. But that's not what I want to do. And I tried it, and I did some large abstract works, kept them about a year, and then I threw them in a dumpster. I thought, no, sorry. I want to do things that are realist. And this new medium of the internet is a perfect thing for this old media that I'm working with, that there's people doing frescoes, and people don't even know what that is. But I have a student I'm interning this summer, and she's doing a piece on the wall, and it's such work. But meanwhile, she's reading about Michelangelo and the early artists who all knew how to do it as part of their training. And it's a rigorous, rigorous medium. But when you do one, it's, by golly, you feel like you've really accomplished something, especially when it's realism.
You've studied abroad more than once, I think. Is that where you learned to do fresco?
No, actually, I studied in the United States at a school called Skowhegan, Maine. It was the only place then in the United States that taught fresco, amongst other things. It was a wonderful summer program. And I got a grant to go up there and spend the summer, and I learned to do fresco up there. And then I came back, and then we started this class called Materials and Techniques at the Art Academy. So I've been teaching it ever since. It's one of the five media that we cover, and it's the last one because it's the most difficult. But students, I can see when they work with a new medium and it works for them, they're thrilled, and I'm thrilled.
Who are artists you particularly admire? I'm thinking historically.
Historically and now. Right now, I'm admiring two of my students who are just unbelievably wonderful, and you're going to be reading about them. One is she'll be a sophomore this year, Caitlin Wollery, and she's doing the internship this summer. The other one is Brad Smith, whom I draw with in open sessions. I draw with these students. They work hard, and they love to do this. And I believe in positive reinforcement, giving them simple things at first, making it a little more complicated. And then I say, okay, I want you to do something on your own. You choose the medium or you choose the subject matter. And they challenge themselves then. So again, that's part of the joy of it, that they're trusting themselves. They're enjoying it, but they also enjoy the work.
Well, it sounds as though the vitality is still real in art education.
Yes. The parents, and what's my kid going to do with an art degree? I read the Times articles and New York Times, and there was a recent one about how the business world wants to hire creative people, and they've been looking at art students because they come up with new ideas.
Well, thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about all this.
Well, it's been my pleasure.
We've been talking with Constance McClure, artist and teacher. For more information, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.